Tonight, we are supposed to talk about counseling women to have a gentle and a quiet spirit. When I prepared this material, there were numerous times that I came under personal conviction. I would stop, I would pray, I would usually have to go ask somebody's forgiveness. About halfway through Matthew Henry's book, The Quest for a Meek and Quiet Spirit, I got very discouraged. And the only time that that has happened to me so severely was when I wrote The Excellent Wife book. I thought I really was going to die when I wrote that. Counseling ladies to have a gentle and quiet spirit is a common problem. Most of the ladies you talk with probably struggle with that in some regard, even though they may not exactly know what it is or what it's not. All Christians are to be gentle with others and not contend against God, but ladies have a special mandate, and that special mandate is in 1 Peter 3, verse 3 and 4. It says, "Do not let your adornment be merely external, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit, which is precious, very precious in the sight of God." We have a young couple in our church family. They are wonderful Christians, and they've been in our church a long time. And one day they came to me, and they were both laughing, and they said, "We want to tell you a story." Now, he is an airline mechanic, works at the Atlanta airport, and she's a nurse, and they live in this house that's multi-levels, and the basement area, when it rains really hard, it can flood. Well, Dwayne, the mechanic husband, put a sump pump under the crawl space under there, and so when the water reaches a certain level, the pump comes on automatically, and it pumps it out so that the bottom part of their house won't flood. Well, one day it was pouring down rain, and Cynthia called Dwayne, and she was frantic, and she said, "The pump is not working, and the water is beginning to seep into the basement area." And she said, "You have to come home and fix it." And he said, "Well, I can't come home. I'm right in the middle of," he's a Delta airplane engine mechanic. He was doing something. And he said, "But it's not difficult to fix, and I'm going to tell you what to do." Now, that meant she had to go outside and kind of crawl under that crawl space and flip a switch or do something. Well, that was not what she wanted to do. And so she began to cry and get angry and argue with him, and he's a kind of a calm person, and he finally said, "Well, you can either do what I said, or you can sit on the steps and watch the basement fill up with water." So they hung up, and she was not a happy camper. She was a drama queen by that time. So some time went on, and she finally decided, well, she was going to try it. So she did. She went outside, she went under there, did what he said, and it worked. So about an hour later, he called her back, and he said, "I just want to ask you if you have regained your gentle and quiet spirit." What do you think the chances were? By the time they told me this story, then they were laughing about it, but it wasn't funny back then. But really, it was astounding. He was trying to help her with this. In this workshop, I want to cover four things. I want to define what it means to have a gentle and quiet spirit, give you some biblical principles regarding a gentle spirit, and some practical tips to help ladies, by God's grace, to develop this gentle and quiet spirit, whatever it is, and then go over. I made an assessment / homework tool that I called the Gentle and Quiet Spirit Assessment Tool. So, not a real catchy title. Okay, let me define this. This word gentle, it can be translated meek, and some of the words I may say, or it may sound a little archaic, that's because I've got them from Matthew Henry. But anyway, it describes a condition of mind and heart. It is seen in outward behavior and is an inwrought grace of the soul. It is that temper of spirit in which we accept God's dealings with us as good. Now, this is important. Accepting God's dealings with us as good, and therefore without disputing, resisting, struggling, or contending with Him. Matthew Henry says this meekness is also seen when facing evil men and realizing that even evil acts against us are permitted and employed by God for the chastening and purifying of His elect. And then there is the quiet spirit. This is a tranquility arising within, causing no disturbance to others. And if you put these two things together, this kind of meekness or gentleness, it's meekness, it is accepting God's dealings with her as good. She does not resist or dispute or contend with God. And in addition to a gentle heart, she has a quiet spirit, one that is peaceable and tranquil. She's not given to anger or fear. So if you kind of shorten that, and I want you to be able to remember this, the gentle and quiet spirit means you accept God's dealings with you as good, and you don't contend with God, and you're not given to fear or anger. This is the woman who is precious in God's sight. So I adapted from Matthew Henry's book, The Quest for Meekness and Quietness of Spirit, 6 biblical principles, and then some practical counseling tips. The first principle is a Christian woman is to have a gentle spirit. And in a teaching situation or a counseling situation, I would read this 1 Peter 3, 3 and 4 and kind of talk my way through it. It says, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. It's okay to have outward beauty. It's okay to enjoy the freedom that the Lord has given you in that area. But the outward beauty shouldn't be your only beauty. And then it says, rather, let your beauty be the hidden person of the heart. Now, the heart is just who you are on the inside. It's what you think. It's what you desire. And it is a work of grace that God does inside of us. And it involves holy thoughts, words, and actions. This is the new man, Ephesians 4:24. Romans 7:22 calls it the inward man. So let the beauty be the hidden person of the heart. And then it says, with the incorruptible, meaning not depraved or affected by the corruption in the world. This is unfading beauty. This is eternal beauty. It says, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. And as I said, accepting God's dealings with her as what? Good. And she's not given to anger or fear. Okay. This is very precious in the sight of God. This is what is